Well, good day, friends. I'm here to encourage your faith to look up to God, to expect great things. No matter how poor, no matter how bad you feel about yourself, no matter whether you look at yourself as being totally unworthy, unable, can't do what you think you should be doing, God loves you and He is well able to work in your life. Wow. I'm Terry Somerville, and I'm looking here at Luke chapter 8 to a mighty story of Jesus and a woman. And starting here at about verse 43, Jesus, you know, is on his way to see this little 12-year-old child that was dying. A leader called Jairus had called him to come because his daughter's only child was dying. But on the way, guess what? Jesus, it says, was surrounded by the crowds, and there was a woman in the crowd who had a hemorrhage for 12 years. She had an issue of blood, another translation says. Some kind of hemorrhaging, some kind of issue of blood. We're not told what it is, whether it was from her, you know, her womanly private parts or bowels or what. We don't know. But anyway, whatever this was, she'd spent everything she had on the doctors and could not get cured, says here in the Gospel of Luke. Wow. You know what? People like that, they're going through that even today. And what did she do? She came up behind Jesus and touched the fringe of his robe. And immediately the bleeding stopped. So this bleeding must have been ongoing all the time. Jesus then said, "Who touched me?" Well, everybody denied it. And Peter said, "Master, the whole crowd is pressing up against you." Jesus told him, "No, somebody deliberately touched me. I felt the healing power go out of me." When the woman realized that Jesus knew what had happened, she began to tremble and fell at her knees before him. And the whole crowd heard her explain why she'd touched him and that she'd been immediately healed. "Daughter," he said to her, "your faith has made you well. Go in peace." Wow. Well, you know what? I am so encouraged when I read a story like that. You know, what it says is, here is a woman who, well, let me explain this because it's so important. First of all, this woman, even though she, you know, Israelite, she's a daughter of Abraham and all that kind of stuff, with an issue of blood, she would be ceremonially, legally, in the eyes of the law of Moses, she'd be unclean all the time. She's unclean, unworthy to approach the temple, unworthy to come in and worship, unclean. That label is horrible. It's the label that's put over people, you know, like leprosy and all the rest of it. You're unclean. You're unclean. And this explains a whole lot in the story. And Jesus is going along in a big crowd, and here's this woman who's, you know, obviously would be completely embarrassed to be out in front of anyone, to ever come out and openly talk to Jesus or ask him anything, completely embarrassed in front of the crowds, would never, ever do this openly. And yet, she has heard about Jesus. Maybe she's seen him doing miracles. She's got faith. And Jesus says to her at the end, "Your faith made you well." She's got faith that, well, if I can just touch his clothes, the hem of his garments, the tassels at the bottom of his robe, if I can just touch him, I'll know I'll be made well. Wow. What a statement. And so here's the opportunity. The crowd's pushing in and around Jesus. Jesus is heading off to some other place where Jairus' daughter is going to heal Jairus' daughter, who's dying, and in the middle of this crowd, the woman pushes up and touches him, and the blood stops immediately. You know what that tells me, too? If the blood was stopped immediately, it means that all the time this blood was flowing. It wasn't like coming and going all the time. It was always, always, always a problem for 12 years. And immediately, it stops. She's healed. She knows she's healed. Wow. Man, have you got faith like that? That's so encouraging. That's so encouraging. Jesus didn't even consciously do anything. So we know that what happened was 100% this woman's faith in relationship to Christ. It wasn't even a matter of getting Jesus to consciously respond or want to. And of course, Jesus right away says, "Who touches me?" Because he could feel the healing power go out of him, just like when he had consciously healed people. Now he feels the healing power go out of him and said, "What happened? Who touched me? Somebody touched me." And of course, all the disciples are saying, "What do you mean somebody touched you? All the crowd around you is shoving and pushing on you." No, he says, "I felt the healing power go out of me." And that's when the woman comes down and she's so humbled and frightened. She's been discovered. Uh-oh. But she finds the love of Christ. The love of God is everything. And she explains what happens. And he says, "Go in peace. Your faith has made you well." That is so encouraging to me. You know what it means for you listening and for me? Is our faith in Christ can accomplish so much. You know, maybe you're waiting to get God's attention, trying to get God to make a decision. "God, if I can only pray to you enough and explain to you enough, maybe I'll know you know. Maybe you'll respond and you'll do what you want to do," and all that kind of stuff. But here's the woman, so desperate. First thing I'm learning here is that desperate faith in a human being, faith towards Christ that you and I have, can accomplish much. And don't ever, you know, think that your faith won't. Have faith in God, Jesus says. Have faith in Christ as well. Have faith that gets you to the point where you push past every obstacle, even the social obstacles, even the embarrassment obstacles, even, you know, you're thinking I'm not worthy type obstacles. You'll push past. I got to touch Jesus no matter what it takes. And you'll get your breakthrough. You'll get your healing. You'll get what you're seeking from God. He is that real. Well, second thing I learned for you and me about this is there had to be a great deal of brokenness and humility in this woman. You know, the Bible says that a broken and a contrite heart God will not despise. When you and I are going through times that just break us down and make us humble. Now, humble means you are really small. You're really little in your own eyes. You think you're nothing. That when you're going through those kind of times, those are times God does not despise. You're going through that right now, breaking down, humbling. So you're going, I haven't got anything. I don't feel like anybody. What can I present to God? I'm a nothing. And you're still full of faith towards God, but at the same time you're saying, I don't deserve it. I haven't got anything about myself. Bible says God will not despise that. He is not like people who will look at that unclean woman and go, "Ew, get out of here." Or look at someone who's embarrassed and making themselves humble and low, like the woman was ashamed and embarrassed and afraid when Jesus found out what she did. But when God sees that, when Jesus sees that, he's not like the world and calls you out and points fingers and everything else. That's not his way. Instead, he's saying, "Oh, your faith has made you well. Be at peace." So the second thing I'm seeing here is not only was it her faith, first of all, but secondly, the humbling, broken, reduced to nothing experiences we all have from time to time, they are something that God does not despise. There's something that be treasured. There's something when your heart, in the midst of that, rather than bringing you to destruction, you flee to God. If you're going through that today, draw near to Christ. Come near to him in faith and belief, and just approach him. Come near. Don't think just because the world puts you down and you put yourself down, and you're nothing, 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 and you're broken about it, Did that mean God won't receive you? God receives those that are contrite and humble. Then the third thing, you know, I'm seeing in this lesson is that the faith of this woman who had the issue of blood for 12 years, she'd tried everything else. She'd tried doctors. She tried what she knew. She tried what other people said they knew. She tried what the professional medical people said they knew. She tried what science says it knows. And maybe that's the same with you or psychologists or sociologists or government or friends or anything. You try. And it says that nothing worked at all. She still had the same problem after 12 years. She tries it all, and now she's going to try Jesus. Finally, she's going to try Jesus. When she hears about Jesus, I'm going to try Jesus. I'm going to try Jesus. But you know what's different about this is her faith is such that she'll do whatever she has to do to get there. Now, there are Bible verses that say things to us like God says, when you seek me with all your heart, then you will find me. Have you been there yet? Have you been so desperate and broken, and is your faith in Christ at the point where you can say, I am seeking with all my heart? Your heart is what moves you inside. You know, your feelings, your guts, what motivates you, what makes you you, what makes you tick, why you do what you do down deep in the deepest parts of you. That's what your heart is. It's like, it's not just your mind, because there's a bunch of thoughts running around, not just your feelings, but down deeper than that, your heart. When that part down in the desperate depths of your being goes after God, God says you'll find him. And that's what happened to this woman. Her faith was real and deep, so that she says, I'm going to do whatever I got to do to get this from Jesus. And she thought, he is so good. He's healing the lepers, the blind, all these other unclean. He's so good. Outpouring all this goodness to all these other people I've been watching from a distance. He says, if I can just touch his garment, I can be healed too. You need to get a vision of what God will do for you. You need to get a vision of what Christ will do for you when you put it all in your trust in him. And then that vision, that knowing, that desire, that faith moves you to do anything and everything you need to do to touch Jesus Christ. I don't know what your need is that you're listening to me today. What's your need personally and in your family and all that? I want to ask you a question. Have you been brought to a place where you're totally low about yourself? And then secondly, have you got the faith that says, I'll do whatever it takes to get to Christ? If you haven't got that faith yet, stir yourself up, work on it, move it, press in deep, but get there. Get to the place where you're saying, I know if I can just touch Christ in prayer and seeking, I'll have my answer. And then press through the crowd, press through the humility, press through the embarrassment, press through until you touch him. That is a possibility for you today. And at the end of the day, there'll be good news for you. That is for sure. I want to encourage you as I close out here today. This story of the woman with the issue of blood is written down in the book of Luke, not just to tell you what happened, but so that your faith and mine may build up. You see, anybody can identify with all these different stories in the Bible, and you can say, that's me. That's me, the incurable problem in my body, my incurable medical problem. That's me. I'm embarrassed to ever say it to anyone or anybody. I'm embarrassed for anybody to know about my problem. That's me. I'm desperate. I've spent everything I had. I've worn myself out. I'm broken. You could say, that's me. I'm like that woman. And I want to push in to Jesus. And you know what? You'll get your answer. It says, as soon as she touched him, the issue of blood stopped immediately. Then Christ found out what happened. Isn't that amazing? It wasn't waiting for him to do it. It was a matter of her getting to him. And then it happened. And what does Christ say to her? Daughter, he says, your faith has made you well. Go in peace. Take what you've received and be blessed. That is a word for you today. Go for it. Go for Jesus. When you get to him, you will never, ever, ever, ever be disappointed. It's totally real. Lord, bless those that are listening today with increased faith until they touch Jesus Christ. Amen.